I am.
What's up, you guys?
Wow.
Feeling electric today.
Whoa.
1:20 p.m.
Yes, good morning to me.
Good morning, y'all. It's MLK Day.
MLK Junior Day. Whoa.
Hannah and I got into hijinks last night separately.
Yeah, we did. Oh my God, guys. I keep getting rejected by the ugliest guy in the world.
Crap.
Oh shoot,
the ugliest guy in the world keeps rejecting me.
Oh damn it. Won't stop me from trying.
Coast not.
Let's go.
Third time's a charm, baby.
I'll be back at it next week. Don't you worry. Sending another DM. Hey, you up? Him. No.
Responding, no, I'm asleep.
No, I'm sleeping and I have a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, whatever.
Cool.
And basically on my end, I'm just going random mode.
Yours is private. Mine is private. Yours is literally
basically
private.
Basically on my end, it's private. Just know that I'm, you know what, y'all, I'll say this. I'm on a bisexual journey. Okay, that's all that you need to know. Otherwise, it's private.
You could say I'm on a bisexual journey as well.
Yeah. Who are you trying to get with? A girl, just one girl.
The guy.
Oh, the guy. But I feel like if it's opposite for you. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
But you are. We're both on our respective bisexual journeys. And it's been a crazy week, y'all.
Okay, he's not the ugliest guy in the world to me.
No. He's hot to you.
He's super hot to me. Oh. Super hot to me.
Yeah, so I've had a week of ups and downs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's actually okay.
It's funny, at least.
It's certainly funny. I don't have any regrets about what happened to me last night. Happened to me, completely thought it out, did it myself.
The thing you orchestrated? No regrets about the thing I planned
that came to fruition, and I did.
I have a lot of regrets about mine, so much so that I'm going out of state.
Yeah, Hannah's moving for the week.
I'm going
upstate. She's got to go upstate.
I woke up.
You need to go convalesce.
I know. I need to go on an artist retreat, so I'm gonna.
Me too.
I know. Meet me up there.
Okay. Really? You know it's tempting me, girl.
I know. Does anybody want to watch our cats?
Literally reach out.
Seriously.
We can put them all together in the same place if that's easier for you.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't know if they'll get along, but maybe. Oh, God. Pasha's running after Kim. She would fucking hate it.
Kim
gets
so upset.
At least Tux can kind of hold her own.
I know.
She would hate it.
Kim gets so upset by other cats that it gives her that cough.
Yeah.
She would
not like
it,
honestly. She would not like him. But the girls would get along. They'd just be cute together and lay down, probably.
I know.
It'd probably be really sweet. Wait, sorry. The other yesterday, they were both laying down on my chest at the same time. It was the cutest thing in the world. I took all these photos.
I feel like they don't usually do that. Oh my God.
It was so
cute. Oh my God, that is so cute.
My left tit and my right tit, basically.
Mother.
Yay. Okay, Hannah. What sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Let me see. Let me think. I went to 2 parties.
Mm-hmm.
I went to... Okay, here's what I did this weekend.
Yes.
Movie on Friday. Boom.
Boom.
Not the movie I thought I was going to see.
Yes.
Walked into the theater.
Legit walked into the wrong theater.
Sat down, watched the trailer for the other movie, and was like, let's just stay. We don't want to see that one.
No.
We want to see this
one.
And
you don't want to... You were going to have to wait another like 30 minutes or whatever also.
No, we were planning on waiting another 40 minutes in the theater.
No. So let's just get the ball rolling and sit. Take what we were dealt.
Well, what happened was we watched the trailers for both. Okay. We were like, we're going to stay in this theater where the movie doesn't start for 40 minutes. No problem. We'll hang out. The lights go down.
Immediately.
Literally. The trailers start to play. We're like, wow, 40 minutes of trailers? What? That
40
just
minutes
our luck.
Passed by in the blink of an eye.
Then the movie starts to play. It's in Korean. There's subtitles. We were in the wrong movie. No problem.
No worries, y'all.
Absolutely no problem.
Cultural exchange.
Yep. Saturday night. We went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We went out. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We went out. I had a really fun time.
Me
had
too.
A blast on Saturday. My God.
Me too.
Anyways, okay. I had a blast on Saturday. Got home. Smoke a bunch of weed.
Smoke a bunch of weed.
Get in the shower. I go. I turn the shower on. I'm like, I'm not going to wash my hair. Step in. Immediately put my hair under the water.
It feels so good to wash your hair.
I know. But I was like, oh, damn it.
Now
I'm in for something else.
Yeah.
I was in there for about an hour and a half. I was sitting down. standing up, laying down, singing, passing out, dancing from the heat, getting coming too hot, to, getting washing too my cold. Hair again. And ultimately, I went to bed extremely late.
Yeah.
And then had to wake up at 6:30 for work.
Yeah.
So I was feeling really bad.
Yeah.
And then last night, I went out.
Yeah.
I went to the club. I went to the bar. I went to a house. I went to a bar, club, another bar, house. Did something weird, came home.
Did something socially regrettable, came home. Had a social blunder, went home. Woke up, amazing podcast.
Podcast.
Woke time.
Up, VPR podcast.
Amazing.
Yes. No problem.
Legit, no worries.
That's my weekend.
My weekend was Big Vince birthday weekend. Had birthday dinner with him. Well, my fun sexy things that I did was the shadowing the hairstylist. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So then I went to Vince's birthday dinner. Our friend who just turned 30. It was just pizza at his house at their apartment. I know, it was sweet.
I love that.
I know, it was sweet.
Pizza at the apartment.
I know.
Dream dinner.
I know. Good times only. Then next day, Saturday, real birthday party for Vince. That was fun, as you said, had a good time. Chatted, talked to my friends, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing too, is it was fun to chat because it's like everyone there are our friends, yeah, obviously. And then last night.
You did your private business last night.
I did private sexual business last night. What's up, guys? Welcome me. I'm here.
Well,
I'm here and I'm horny.
Hey, me too.
Crap.
Hey, yeah. Me too. It's totally fine. It's natural.
It's me being like, how do I have sex 3 times a week?
Oh my God. I would love to have sex 3 times a week.
I know.
The thing is that I just
such a time commitment though. And I love hanging out with my friends.
I know. And I was just about to say something and then it's like not even true. I was about to say, I just got to lower my bar, but it's like,
no,
I actually think I have definitely to raise the bar
and have sex 3 times a week. Like easy.
Sometimes I forget that I'm pretty.
I know. You don't have to lower your bar. For sure, you don't have to do that.
Like, no one wants to fuck me. It's like, wait, everybody wants to fuck me. Except for that one guy.
Yeah, literally. Anyway, yeah, so my sexy unique thing was the thing I did last night that was private. It literally was sexy and also unique to me. But
yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about it on the Patreon. Not sure. That probably won't happen. But probably, just something.
Honestly, probably not.
Probably not. All right, y'all, I keep my cards close to my chest.
Some things stay private.
I'm being pretty truthful right now.
Yeah, you're being super honest.
I'm being open. Yeah, that was that. Fun weekend.
Fun weekend.
When tired I went out as fuck this afternoon.
Dude, me too. And I hate that it's the afternoon.
I know. It feels legit like first thing in the morning.
I wish it was like 9 p.m. or 9 a.m.
You know.
And we're going out tonight.
We are maybe going out tonight. It's like so hard to imagine that, but like I'm going to try to get there.
Okay, well, we'll see.
We'll figure it out. Okay, that's us.
That is us.
Basically, information about us is that if you want to hear us chat, you can subscribe to the Patreon. We do some pop culture stuff, some chit chat, some. We just had Claire Parker from Good Noticings Pod, formerly Celebrity Memoir Book Club. No worries.
Yeah,
and
FKA.
And that was really fun. People are literally loving it.
Yeah, it was a blast.
People are freaking out in the comments.
You guys are like, how do they know that person?
Fuck do y'all know that celebrity? God.
And we're like, she's around. She's around. She's actually my neighbor.
She legit lives nearby, both of us. And yeah, then you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok at I'm the Devil Podcast. And you can follow the show, listen to the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a 5-star review on Spotify and a written review on Apple Podcasts. Warm our fucking hearts, y'all.
5-star and written review on Apple Pod.
Yeah. Think and about it. Get into it.
Try. Type me something out.
Come on, for fun.
Let's go.
It's an amazing episode today, folks.
I know. This is a really good episode. As I've said in the past, this is a absolutely fantastic season.
It really is. I'm a bit scared for 5.
I'm a little bit scared for like maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm definitely afraid 10. For like 7, 8, 9. Yeah. Okay. So this is Dirty 30.
Yay.
Vanderpump Rules season 4, episode 8. We start at Sur. Ariana is telling Sheena and Katie about Peter's guide's trip that he wants to take to Vegas the day after her birthday.
The day after my fucking birthday.
The day after her fucking birthday party. Her children's themed adult birthday party.
Yeah.
Peter has other plans in mind.
Well, Peter has a similar plan in mind.
Yes, true.
To do something that a child would love.
Yes.
But he has to go to Vegas for it.
He has to go to Vegas for it. Ariana is like, I don't know why, but she goes, sorry, but I like to have fun. Kind of almost being like, I could go to Vegas.
She is doing that.
Yeah.
She is doing that. They and the girls are doing it.
Yeah, they
want to
go.
The other girls.
And Katie basically says that there are no boys trips to Vegas with Schwartz anymore because he lost that privilege when he cheated on her a bunch, obviously. They make a pact that they are not going to let their guys go to Vegas.
Spoiler alert.
That's obviously not going to stand.
That doesn't happen.
Of course not. In the talking head, Ariana is like, I just think Jax and Peter want to go on this trip because they're freaking out that they're no longer single.
Okay. No, that's not it.
No.
To me.
No.
They want to go to Vegas at all times.
Yeah, they don't care.
They wish they fucking lived in
yes,
Vegas.
Literally.
It's their dream
come
true.
No, they would go there
at the drop of a hat.
No, literally. It's their, like, legit their favorite place on earth. Yeah, I know. The most magical place on earth to them is Vegas. So real.
I feel a little bit similarly. I love Vegas, but
I know.
Not like that.
No. Okay, so then we're with Lisa Stiltzer. Jax and Peter are asking if they can take time off to go to Vegas, and Lisa's like, Jax, you literally impregnated someone in Vegas. You really think you should be going back there?
Well, she's like, where are you guys going? He goes, a little place called Vegas. She's like, remember when you got that bitch pregnant?
He goes, I do remember that, but thank you for reminding me. And she says, well, that's okay. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you a heads up. Or maybe he says that. I don't know. Anyway, and then they tell her that they're going to maybe take Shay. And Lisa is like, literally no way you're taking Shay. She says, don't take him because he's in a relationship. That's not
no,
why you should take him.
That's why you shouldn't take that's not
everyone
why you take
that's
him.
Going is in a relationship. He can't go because he's addicted to pills and alcohol.
Yes. Also, like, don't take him. He's in a relationship. He's married.
He's married.
So, like, he's sort of allowed to travel independently.
Yeah. And he's, like, the only one that we don't know to be, like, a serial cheater.
Exactly. But he is a serial addict.
Yes. And a serial internet cheater.
Oh, my God. Serial internet cheater.
Yeah.
What was her name? Like, Miss Butterfly or
yes,
something?
Yes, literally. Miss Butterfly. An anime girl or something.
Yeah, with a huge ass.
Yes. Jax says, what? Because you're married doesn't mean you have to be a prisoner. And Lisa says, oh, it does. It means you're dead and it means you're a prisoner. So you don't need to try it. And then he says, then I'm never going to get married. And she goes, oh, really? What a shock. They're going fucking, they're having a tete-a-tete. They're going head-to-head.
Oh my God, they're having a tete-a-tete. It's so funny. They constantly are doing that.
They're constantly sparring verbally.
I know. They're like ping pong back and forth literally. Nonstop. They have excellent banter.
They do. They really do. And in the talking head, Lisa's like, why do they want to go to Vegas in their relationships? But she does agree to let them go until Saturday night.
Well, I'm like, why are you even telling her? She's like, yeah, of course you guys can go. You just have to get all of your shifts covered. It's like, so you didn't have to tell her at all.
I know.
Because you knew you had to do that.
But they had to tell her for the show.
Yeah, of course.
And we had to get that amazing back and forth between her and Jax.
The tete-a-tete.
The tete-a-tete. So then we're at the host stand and James obviously slithers up behind Lala to say hi.
Blech.
It's incredibly awkward. And then he tells her about Ariana's birthday party that neither of them have been invited to. Yeah. But James says, I'm not even that bothered. Really, it's just going to be a complete Silver Lake bullshit hipster. It's like balloon animals, face paint, like bouncy room.
Bouncy room.
Okay.
Totally.
Totally.
Sounds like something you probably would love.
Of course. And in the talking head, Lala says that she's bummed about not being invited and is like, it's just weird because I thought like Ariana and I liked each other, but maybe I'm not invited because like Katie doesn't like me, whatever. And James is like, that's definitely the reason.
She's like, I like Ariana, but like, is she the kind of girl that like, if Katie doesn't like me, she won't invite me? Like,
of course she's that kind of
and
girl.
And James goes, absolutely, she's that kind
They're
of girl.
They're all that kind of girl.
Yeah. Okay, you know that.
Yeah.
They cornered you and bullied you.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes.
Of course she's like
of
that.
Of course. Basically, then James is just like, no worries, we can just go get a drink together. And Lala agrees as long as he pays.
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no. This is like the beginning.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
This is. This is like their really evil origin story.
Mm-hmm.
This is where like bad things are born because they had their fight, but now they're coming back together.
It's like whenever
and they're anti-Katie.
They fight, literally, they're about to call her fat a bunch. Probably
they are about to call her fat so much.
Until the cows come home. But basically, yeah, I mean, it's awful. Like whenever they get in an argument, we never see any resolution. We just see James like then being like, but let's still fuck, right? And she's like, yeah.
She's like, okay. Now we are at Tom and Ariana's house.
Mm-hmm.
They are making goodie bags together and going over the invite list.
Yep.
At which point Tom brings up the boys trip, which Ariana describes as a kick in the stomach. Ow.
Yeah.
Oh no. She really doesn't want him
no,
to go.
Not at all.
She's like, that feels really bad that you would go on that trip. I don't want you to.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you really don't want me to go? And she goes, don't act sad about it. You don't really care. Which I didn't quite understand. It's like, he does care a bunch.
I know, but I think, as we said, I think they're just beefing off camera also. So she's already like held, she has like a torch against him basically.
Well, yeah. She is going through a lot right now that she refuses to share with him, which is interesting.
Crazy. It's literally like they've been together for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And they live together.
Absolutely
also,
no worries.
When they're talking about the party, she's like, I basically just invited everyone except for Kristen or James. And Tom is like, wait, why didn't you invite Kristen?
Why
the
not
way
Kristen?
He's come around on her is so funny.
Well, she grows on you.
Of course, I love her.
When you're not dating her, she grows on you.
And when she's not harassing you. Because yeah. She stopped harassing him, which obviously was a huge help.
Oh my God. She was harassing him
for like
so
legit 2 years
bad.
Straight. 24/7.
And Ariana. And yes. Now she just walks around being like, what's up, guys?
I know,
it's
literally.
Like, I love to take a page out of her fucking book.
I know.
Basically, the gist of this first half of the episode is that the girls don't want the boys to go on the trip. Duh. So now we're at Tom and Katie's, and Tom is trying to talk Katie into letting him go on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
He tells her he was like, I know that it was presented to you as a quote unquote boys trip. That's mm-hmm. trust. That's not what it is.
It is. It's just a trip for the boys. Sorry.
No girls are allowed. It's a bunch of boys. Yes. But he's like, it's not that. It's a trip for Peter's birthday. Okay. You listening, girl?
Also, it's because like boys trip just literally means cheating trip. So he's like, it's not a boys trip.
Well,
it's a trip with only the boys for Peter's birthday.
She goes in her talking head. She goes, it's not like I think he's going to go and cheat
yes,
on me again.
Do.
No.
Yes, you do. And yes, he will.
I know. She
Come
goes,
on.
She goes, no, it's not that. We just said no boys trips. You said
no boys
trips
because
of the cheating.
Cheats on you on the boys trips.
Because I'm cheating.
The way they like the women are doing their like narrativizing, like self like narrative building in this by being like literally whatever, we'll get to it, but like starting the episode by being like, we are not gonna let them go, and then by the end of the episode being like, we're just not the type of girls that would tell our boys not to go on a boys trip.
It's know like,
what the hell, y'all?
I know the narrative shifts so suddenly but also yes. so subtly
yes
where they're like just all of a sudden like, we're not mad, why would we be mad?
Literally,
we don't control what? Them, we wouldn't ask them not to go, of course not.
The most reasonable request in the world, also because legit every time they go, they impregnate someone.
There's a reason that they're not allowed to go on boys trips.
Then we're with Sandoval and Ariana. And Ariana is like, so obviously you're not going. And he's like, yeah. And then we get the talking head where he goes, in Ariana's mind, I'm not going. But we've been doing guys trips like this for years. I mean, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
It is so fucking passive. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah. Well, he just like, it's crazy. I mean, he chooses the absolute wrong moments to
yes,
like stand up.
Yes. But then basically what he says is that because he's going to abandon her the day after her birthday, he's just going to try to put a ton of effort into the birthday party so she can't possibly get mad at him when she sees him leaving the morning after her birthday party.
In what world?
Slithering out of their bedroom.
Literally, in what world does he think that makes sense at all?
None. They're fucking idiots.
She's probably going to be more mad.
Yes. Yes.
Because she's going to be so happy she's going to want to spend time with you.
Yes.
Because she loves you
well,
so
and
much.
And she'll be more mad
because
you're lying to her, telling her you're not going to go.
Of course.
You're doing a bait and switch.
In Ariana's mind, I'm not going. Okay.
Okay. In reality. So then they're setting up the party. Ariana is basically having this amazing party at her friend Courtney's parents' house, which is awesome. Crap.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you,
parents.
Courtney's parents. Whatever, being 30 and having to have your birthday party at your friend's parents' house is
it's
tough to say out loud, but something that I would do, of course.
Well, duh. But it's also crazy to like in LA, because it's like you can have a yard in LA,
I know,
for not that much money.
Whatever. And
they don't want to move, they have to stay put in that apartment.
Yes,
for many more years.
Yes, it's rent stabilized. Yeah. And it's awful. So basically, Peter explains to Sandoval that tomorrow when they leave, this is what he says. We're going to stop at this dig yard. It's like a playpen, but instead of playing with shovels, we're going to be playing with bulldozers and we're going to be wearing hard hats. Sandoval goes, are you serious?
The way that they are taken by this dig
yard. It's crazy. And then in the talking head, Sandoval's like, well, I have to go. And I get it. Like, it sounds fun in theory. And then when you see them doing it,
it's
like,
not fun.
You guys are just moving dirt around.
They're just operating big machinery.
Yeah.
It's not fun. No. You can't go fast.
It's not like playtime.
But I guess for some kinds of men.
I know, which is so hard to wrap my mind around.
It's like that literally is like pure ecstasy.
Using a bulldozer. Like, this is just someone's job.
When they throw the tire, made me laugh so hard. You're like,
oh! Then he asks Peter to be quote unquote discreet. Literally like a gay guy. About the Vegas trip. So that today will be completely about Ariana. It's
right.
Like, no, it's not so that today will be completely about Ariana. It's so that she doesn't know that you're lying to her and going on the boys trip.
Of course.
Don't get it twisted.
Because also it's like, you're allowed to talk about other stuff
yes.
today.
Yes, that's of not course. Her, that's not her grievance. It's the lying. It's your lying. It's not about that. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's not that she needs every single thing to be exactly about her all day long.
No.
Schwartz then shows up with no bag but his dog in his arms.
Amazing. That's his puss.
Nothing. Did you say that's his puss?
I meant purse, but I said puss. Not puss.
That's his puss.
Puss. purse with an accent. Plus, thank you.
Made me laugh. It's like, I bet that guy never has his wallet on him, but he does have his dog. No collar, no leash.
You know, he never does. It's probably a huge blow to him when Apple Pay came out, because he's like, fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Fuck.
I bet he didn't put his card on top to pay. For sure, he doesn't trust it. But now we're inside, and Katie is doing Sheena's hair and complaining to Peter's girlfriend about how he planned that boys' trip.
Yeah, she's like confronting her.
Yes, she is like, I really have a bone to pick with your boyfriend. And the girl is like,
okay.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with me.
Sorry.
Sorry.
She's basically like, yeah, it's just like a huge breach of trust when they go to Vegas. Like, they literally never behave. And the lady is like, whatever. The lady.
The way that neither of us know her name still. Didn't write it down again.
No, of course
not. Legit, not important.
Meanwhile, Peter is telling all of the guys about the dig yard, including Schwartz. Yes. He is really excited because, yeah, he's seen that on YouTube.
Yes. Peter goes, dude, bulldozers. We're literally going to an adult sand pen. Like, that does not sound cool. A sand pen?
It also, you're right. That is just someone's job. That's just someone's
job. It's not like even, and like laser tag is more fun than
well,
that.
Well, it's like you're not going go fast.
Go to like a rage room.
You're not, I know. They didn't, I don't know if that existed right. back then. It's sort of newer technology.
Literally, when he said, I've seen it on YouTube, is so funny.
I've seen that on YouTube.
And then he goes, fuck yeah, this is a man's trip. Oh my God.
Ew.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, thank God Ariana didn't go though, because she would have been like, I love shit like this.
I know.
Okay.
Crap.
And then the girls are all getting ready, and Ariana is like, Sandoval has not given me the impression that he is going to be going on this trip, BTW.
Well, he's lying to you.
He's lying straight to your face. So.
Yes. And then the party commences. Jax and Brittany show up. Wahoo. And Ariana comes out in her tutu and unicorn crown.
Yeah.
And tutu is what I wrote down.
Tutu.
Tutu and unicorn and tutu is what I wrote down. Right. I was tired this morning watching the episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In the talking head, Katie says, I definitely think that deep down Ariana is like a 5-year-old Harajuku doll. What the hell?
I don't know about that.
What does that mean to you?
First of all, 5 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's that kind of person is barely in school.
Yes.
Can't read. And Harajuku doll.
What the hell?
That's a white woman.
A lot of things that aren't quite adding up.
That is a white woman with a unicorn horn on. Mm-hmm. So
not really 5-year-olds old or a Harajuku doll.
It's cultural appreciation.
Appreciation. But it's not because she's not doing Harajuku doll.
I know.
She's
not. It's just what Katie feels that she is in her heart.
Yes. It's about her spirit.
Yeah.
Animal. Heart. 5-year-old Harajuku doll. Everyone does shots, including Shay.
Oof.
And... and Jax brags about his relationship is so new that he's still allowed to go on the guy's trip, where it's like, yeah, because I haven't cheated. She doesn't know I've cheated on her yet. I can still go on the boy's yeah, trip. Like, but- you fucking clown.
But then he's like, I don't know how long that's going to last.
Well, because after this, she'll know that he cheated on her in Vegas.
Of course.
So no longer.
Of course. Well, she's seen the fucking show. So I actually
know.
Don't know, I know about her.
I know.
I don't know about her.
I can't believe to see the show and then be like, that's my man.
That's my man, my man, my man.
My man, my man, my man.
When he says he's getting a casual drink with Lala because she begged. And Brittany's like, oh, she's weird.
She's weird.
Hmm. Okay.
Then the boys are in the kitchen. They're trying to decide how to tell Ariana about the Vegas trip, which scares me.
And Jax is wearing that huge hat.
Yes.
Jax is wearing a hat that is so big it made me gasp out loud. It's like a joke hat. It's like comically large.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's so damn big. I don't know how he got through the door.
That joke worked on you.
Yeah, it did.
And then we're kind of back in the party. Jax jumps into the pool fully clothed. Everyone else taking their clothes off. He just kind of cannonballs in. Legit so funny.
Ariana,
the party does look fun.
Yeah. No, the party
They're
looks so
They're having a lot of fun. There's like sumo wrestling, like a dunk tank, and like a bungee trampoline thing.
I love that thing.
I know. I want to do that.
Ariana is doing mad fucking flips on
yes,
it.
So fun.
Schwartz tries to do one and he can't do it, and Sheena calls him a pussy.
I know.
She loves so calling funny. Guys a pussy.
Yeah, it makes a badass.
Yeah, it does.
And Ariana is, she explains that she's taking the stuff that she liked as a kid and then quote unquote injecting them with performance enhancing drugs to make the most epic adult kids party ever. It's like the lamest thing in the world the way she talks about it. Sorry.
I know. It's like one of her jokes.
Yeah, she thinks it's really funny. Well, she definitely is like on her corked up shit.
She's wearing an Adventure Time swimsuit, BTW.
Crap.
It's hard for me to admit that I know that, but she's wearing a Lumpy Space Princess
swimsuit.
Someone
had to bring that into the space.
Yeah.
And then basically Peter asks where Lala is and Sheena is like, oh, she wasn't invited. And I was afraid that you were going to bring her Faith because Faith is there. And Faith is like, Lala like really likes you, Sheena. And Sheena is like, I know, I'm like, I like her too. And I'm basically trying to like convince the other girls to like get on board with her.
Yeah. Lala really likes Sheena.
I don't know if that's true, but
okay.
No worries.
That's not what I've seen.
Whatever,
but okay.
You say.
Sure, Faith. Why not? Schwartz then pulls Katie aside to talk to her before they're quote unquote really drunk. before they're too drunk to talk about it.
Yes.
But he has to tell her that, yes, he is going to go to Vegas. And she's, he's like, you won't even miss me. And she's like, I will miss you. It's like, yeah, she doesn't want you to go.
She doesn't want you to go at all.
She immediately starts crying.
Yes. And he's like, no, Bubby, stop. Stop.
He goes, Bubba, you're crying? Are you crying, Bubba? No, Bubba, stop. Stop crying. In her talking head, she says that her relationship is basically the biggest thing in her life right now.
Yeah, duh.
And Schwartz just never prioritizes it.
Yeah, which is like, true.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
To have the biggest thing in your life be a relationship with another person, that other person doesn't care at all.
I know. It's Schwartz. Fuck my fucking life.
Fuck my fucking life.
Yeah, she's like,
life.
I just feel like I'm constantly the one who's like bending, and like one day I will bend so far that I break. And it's like, yeah, one day in like honestly the really distant future.
Yeah, like a decade from now.
Not before you marry him.
I know. She goes, I always bend and you never do. And he says, after this trip, there will be very little to absolutely no bending from you, I swear. No.
She is going
to be bent in half for the next 10 years.
Yes, literally. We have Katie and Ariana. Katie tells Ariana that Schwartz is going to Vegas, and Ariana is like, I will not be waking up the morning after my birthday with my boyfriend gone on a boys' trip.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will, my love.
You will.
Katie then is trying to cheer her up. She's like, you won't be alone. Like, basically saying like we could have a sleepover or whatever. And Ariana explains that there's just a lot going on with her right now with her birthday, because basically her dad died 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously like any big milestone is like a reminder of that grief, which is like so true and sad, of course. And she like really needs Tom there for support. And Katie is like, well, have you told Tom that? And Ariana basically says no, which is so crazy.
I just can't believe it.
I know.
Why have you not told Tom? But also, how has Tom not picked up on it? Like, I know. Come on.
You know that her dad died 2 years ago, which is basically right when you guys started dating, is it not? Yes.
Also, you've known her for many, many, many years.
It's so crazy.
So you were definitely in her life when her dad died.
Yes.
He is dumb as fuck and she is fucking weird.
Yes. That's an amazing way to put it. Yeah. Then Ariana like starts like tearing up, obviously. And Sheena comes over and they like cheer her up. And they're like, girl, let us in. Emotionally. Literally. And also, it's okay to cry.
Yeah. They're like, Ari, you don't have to be so strong all the time. Yeah. Not how I would describe her, but that is totally fine. We're still at the party. We're at the party. It's nighttime. They bring out a gigantic cake for Ariana. Mm-hmm. It's covered in huge sparklers. And they spray a bunch of silly string all over her.
Mm-hmm.
Would piss me off so bad.
She says it's like the best thing that's ever happened to her.
I know. She had a really, really fun day.
Yeah.
She had a really fun day because she thinks her boyfriend is sticking around.
Basically, yeah.
She's kind of like, everybody else's boyfriend sucks and is going out of town after this. My boyfriend is staying because he loves me so much.
He decided to stay because he loves me so horribly.
Immediately after the cake, Tom pulls her aside to talk. She's like, thank you,
worst
Tom.
Time ever.
I know. But it's also like, if you were going to tell her...
Should have done it earlier because, girl, literally, like, the party's going to go into the early morning, late night.
Yes.
You're leaving at literally, like, what, 6 or 8 a.m.?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking idiot.
So fucking dumb. She's like, thank you for this birthday. This was the best birthday I've ever had. And then she's like, I need to tell you, like, why I really need you to stay tomorrow. Basically, I miss my dad really badly. Like, he died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He knows that. She's like, I can't say it without crying like a pussy.
Oh my God.
Boys, girl. And it is really sad. She was like, I just can't get it out of my head. My dad used to call me every year on my birthday and do the Lou Gehrig speech for me, which is like basically that the best day of his life was the day that I was born.
And it is so sad. And it is obviously so true that like a huge part of grief is that like you go through these big milestones and it's like, it's like really tainted by the fact that you're like, and this person that I wish was here so badly is not here.
Yeah. Exactly. And he used to do something extremely special for her every single year on her birthday.
And as you said, that is like so fucking obvious and such a simple thing to like know and understand
about
that for
partner,
Tom to not like have any awareness or to not care to have any awareness about it is literally crazy.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if he like truly doesn't. He's truly not thinking about that or if he's like choosing not to think about it.
I don't know. It's hard because he is literally dumb as a fucking bag of bricks.
Yeah.
Like straight up. But it is like so obvious.
It's so obvious. But she's like, Tom, you are my best friend and the prospect of you not being here is just really hard for me given like how I'm feeling. And he says, Ariana, all you have to know is that with us, with this, I'm not going anywhere. I'm always going to be here for you. But apparently he told me that we're going to a construction yard and we're taking bulldozers and like crushing shit with bulldozers.
To me?
Oh my God. Oh my God, the way her face falls. Oh,
to me, that is one of the most memorable and iconic lines of this series.
Me too.
Ariana All you have to know is that with us, with this, I'm not going anywhere. I'm always going to be here. But apparently, he told me that we're going to a construction yard and we're taking bulldozers and like crushing shit with bulldozers. Crap.
Oh, crap. Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, damn it.
FMFL.
Why is he supposed to do that? Sounds fucking epic.
Yes.
Seen shit like that on YouTube and it looks awesome.
It looks awesome. And that's a man's trip.
That's a man's trip. Her face obviously falls. She starts off hearing that with a smile and it falls into a deep frown.
Well, he's making it sound like he's going to tell her he's not going.
Of course. He's also holding her hand and looking deep into her eyes. So the words kind of aren't lining up with actions.
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
And then she's like, I can't fucking explain this to you anymore. That was already really hard for me to say. And he goes, can I please just do this? And she's like, do whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, yeah.
I don't care. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, even the like pretending to ask for permission. Because it's like, well, what am I going to say? Like, I've told you that I don't want you to go and you're telling me that you are going to go. So for you to now be like, can I please? It's like, you're going to go.
The reality of the situation is that I can't make you do anything. Yes.
You are knowing that and choosing to do what you
want
to do.
It's like, I've explained to you the reasons I don't want you to go.
Yes.
They are emotional and very vulnerable.
Yes.
And you're kind of just gonna step all over that. So it's like, don't even ask for my fucking
all over that. Sorry.
I'm gonna dig up a tire and throw it all over that.
Wahoo.
It's just so fucking awful. It's, dude, the way I would break up with my boyfriend so fast, or the way any of my friends, any of you guys would be like, break the fuck up with him now.
It's so bad.
You're like really sad about the loss of your father and your boyfriend is going out of town on a boys trip where they all cheat.
No.
A cheater's trip.
A rumspringa. It's literally like so thoughtless, obviously.
Yeah.
We're on the boys trip. It's the boys trip and we're getting in the car. We're on the car. In the car. We're in the car. Sorry.
We're getting on the car and we're in it as well.
We're in it. We're on top of it. We're going, moving forward. Yep. Towards Vegas.
We're barreling towards Vegas.
Tom says that he was back and forth on the trip because he's never given Ariana a reason not to trust him. Not true. And in the talking head, Jax is like, remember Miami Girl?
Yeah, and then they play a clip of Miami Girl being like, We had sex.
You've given her many reasons not to trust you. She has chosen to trust you despite them.
Against all odds, she trusts you. Yes,
exactly. Basically, they start shitting on Sheena and Shay's relationship and how Sheena's so domineering. However, that conversation doesn't get a chance to really take off because Schwartz farts in a way that smells horrible, and they change the subject.
They're like, oh, dude, it smells like your apartment.
I know. Yucky. Gross.
Yuck. Toot box.
Farting around town.
Katie lives in a fucking toot box.
Katie lives in a fucking fart box with her fucking fart ass boyfriend.
Oh, fuck her life.
I know.
It's so bad.
I know.
Oh, my
Giving
God.
Giving you a ring on a string her and then farting in your face. Crap. Hell.
Oh, shoot. Shoot. Oh, shoot. Shoot. He's at it again.
He's at it again. Farting. Yeah. Sharting. Okay. Then we're at Sir. Faith tells Lala that the birthday party was fun, but that she missed her. And Lala's like, yeah, I wish I was there. And then Ariana and Katie walk up.
This whole scene is so fucking awkward. I know, it's so awkward. Fucking awkward.
Ariana is like, well, now I'm fucked at work also because three of the Sir bartenders went out of town.
It's
which
so
is
bad.
So bad.
Oh my God. Holy like, shit.
Oh my God.
The way I would commit such a bad crime.
I know.
Oh my God. You're going to go out of town the day after my birthday. All of you, I have to work all your shifts. I have to work
fuck
all
you,
damn
you
weekend
fucking
long.
Bitch.
Fuck you fucking bitch.
Literally. Lisa then is also there, sorry, and asked about the birthday party. And Lala is like, well, I wasn't invited. Okay. Ariana, crap.
Ooh, and not Ariana, what anybody
shoot.
Asked.
And Ariana is like, well, I just invited my close friends. And Lala's like, well, you just met Faith.
Yeah, she was like, I basically just invited my framily.
Yeah.
She's like, you met Faith yesterday.
Me when I'm lying. I just invited my framily.
And she tries to look for a video on her phone for like five
yes,
minutes.
Yes, literally. She's like, sorry, I'm just trying to find a video. It's like, she's like, I'm not engaging in this conversation.
No one wants
obviously.
To see the video, obviously,
no,
of course.
She just feels awkward looking for something to do. Yep. And in the talking head, Lala says that she doesn't know why, but she's been bullied her entire life. And despite her outer appearance and what she wears, she's actually quite sensitive.
Okay. I can think of a couple of reasons your personality being top of the list.
Top of the list. The way you act and everything about you, my love. In addition to the way you look and dress, as you noted, it's also completely your vibe, personality, and the things you say and do.
What is it that she says when she greets people? She says something in her black scent.
Hi, Shug.
Shug.
It's Shug. Yeah. The bullying is stemming from Shug, among other things. Okay. Yeah. And Lisa is like, so you guys are really letting your boyfriends go to Vegas? And Ariana and Katie are like, well, This is when the narrative changes. Yep. We don't tell our boyfriends what to do. They've tried this entire episode up until this point telling their boyfriends what to do.
And Lisa goes, I know you guys have tried.
Yeah, she goes, I bet you guys have tried. Like, legit, Lisa is fucking spilling this episode.
Yeah.
Katie said that she's told Tom the more allowance that she gives, like every allowance she gives him is an extra carrot for her hypothetical wedding ring that she doesn't even have yet.
It's just not funny. It's just not a funny joke. It's sad.
It's just like so on the ring that you've been begging him to give you and that he is up until this point has refused to give you.
Yeah, I mean,
he's getting it now. She does have it, but she has no idea about that. Yes, and they say they're gonna have a girls' night at Sheena's, and Lisa's like, "No, you guys need to go out and have a good time and show the guys what they're missing."
Yeah, because you don't get mad, you get even.
D.
All right, they've made it to dig this. The boys have made it to dig.
Y'all were
this.
At dig this.
Yes. They walk in. It's a guy. He is like, "All right, y'all, you have to take this breathalyzer." And their faces fall. It scares them. They're scared of it. It's like...
they were just driving.
I know. It's
like, none of you should have alcohol in your system. You've just been in the car for like 4 hours.
Peter goes, I'm not sure that they're going to pass because if there's one thing about this group, we're heavy drinkers.
We be drinking.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It is not fun or funny to describe your friend group as heavy drinkers.
No.
It's only troublesome.
Partying is a more favorable way
to put that.
Yeah.
The guy is like trying to tell Jax how to do it. And he's like, trust me. I know about these things.
Of course.
Like, he's not scared.
I have one of these installed in my car. Yeah. Don't worry your little head about that.
I have to do this to get my car started. And then he's like, you know what? I don't think I've ever passed a breathalyzer before.
Of course not. Every time you have to take one, someone's pulling you over for drunk driving.
Yeah, it's because you're getting DUI after DUI after DUI. But they all pass. So they get to ride around on their bulldozers. They are in... the bulldozers, they are digging up dirt.
Sorry. Jack says that not only is this one of the coolest parts of the trip, this is probably one of the coolest things he's ever done, period. Yep. It is so lame what they're doing.
Yep. It's so boring.
It's so boring.
It's so boring.
Do you know how slow a bulldozer moves?
I know.
You're just moving dirt around.
It cannot move fast for safety reasons. I could see it being fun. Like, I bet I would have fun being like operating a huge piece of equipment.
But the coolest thing you've ever done. That's not true.
Come on. You're on a TV.
Yeah.
You're famous. It's not the coolest thing you've ever done.
It's not cooler than sex. Like, for sure it's not cooler than having sex, driving a bulldozer. Sorry. Like, come on.
You off your birth control. Nothing's cooler than having sex. But you're right.
I'm right.
You're right, of course.
It's not cooler than, like, a night out with your friends.
No, it's not cooler.
It's not. It's not cooler than, like, the simple, fun
things
you get to do in life.
Not cooler than, like, quality time with your loved ones.
No.
They do pick up a tire and throw it, which made me laugh a lot, though. Because it's also like, it kind of just bounces away.
Yeah, none of it's cool. Like,
there's no action
kind of
to
slow.
It.
It's not like you're fighting with bulldozers. Like, that's what you think it's going to be. And it's like, it's not Transformers.
No, because I know it's
you're
not
moving,
Transformers.
You're in an adult sand pit.
And there's a guy there being like, slow down. Don't go over there.
Stop. Careful.
Jax is like, see, we come to Vegas and we play in the dirt. That is called maturing. But if you did put a hot girl in a bikini out there while we're moving the dirt, now that would be really fun. And it's that would make it more fun.
Cool. Yeah. That would be cool. None of this is cool.
None of this is cool.
No. Schwartz says he feels like he has two giant balls after getting off. It's just that they like really romanticize like what they think, as we've talked about so many times, like real men do, which is also why they're like horny for like men who have like jobs and stuff.
I know. For like doctors and lawyers.
Yeah. So it is. And like, of course, like a construction worker would fall into
that.
They like
man.
Think it's like the coolest thing in the world. Yes. Because they're like so fucking gay. This episode in particular.
Well, this episode is gay as fuck. And it's
they
like,
walk away. Sorry. Keep going and then I'll say what
I just was gonna say that Schwartz has a vagina. He does not have two big balls. He is the fucking biggest pussy of all time.
No, and he has whatever. Anyway, they walk away from the sand pit and they say guy strip for life.
They're having a fucking blast, which is also crazy because they had that big party last night.
I know,
but look at me, I'm in an excellent mood and I had a big party last night.
I know, but it is so crazy the way they like rally.
They got up, drove to Vegas, went immediately to the sand pit.
I know.
God damn.
I know. Okay, then we're at the Palm Casino. Oh my God, everything I wrote is wrong. I wrote it down Psalm Casino. Obviously, no worries. And the guys are doing shots and playing games. Tom loves the energy of Vegas and the way you can walk around with a drink in your hand. And he just loves everything about Vegas.
He just loves everything about it. It is literally exactly what I wrote down.
Yes. That's exactly what he said. It's like so lame.
And it's like you love everything about Vegas. You're eating.
Like that literally their girlfriends aren't there. You can do any of these things where you live. You can walk around with a drink like anywhere you live.
They're eating room service steaks in the hotel room drinking out of a bottle of clear liquor. It's like you can do that at home and you do.
It's literally so gross. Yes, they are eating room service and drinking tequila straight from the bottle with all of the overhead lights on. And it's like they're ecstasy. Like they are in heaven.
I know. There is just something about the energy of Vegas.
Wow, guys are for life. It's literally like them being, oh my god, fucking losers. They're fucking losers.
Losers. Oh my god, it's imagine crazy. You get to see what your boyfriend does when you're not allowed.
Like a cat and cam, and it's that.
It's that. Ew. It's that.
Eating like a bad steak anyway, and like warm tequila.
Yeah, also out of the like plastic to-go containers. Yes.
Then the next morning, Jax is running around mooning people. His outfit is that he is wearing shorts with combat boots and jumping on the bed with the combat boots on.
Dude, I think it's just later that night. I think they're only there for one night.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. You're right.
But his combat boots are really funny. They're all the way unzipped as yes, well. So they're just loose.
Loose. And then he's like kind of like swinging his dang-a-lang out the window, like flashing people and pretending to like jack off against the wall. Like,
that I was confused about. I thought he was pretending to pee.
No, he was pretending to jack off like Shemmy.
Love when Shemmy does that.
That is a classic bit. I mean, if you are with your friends, turn against the wall, pretend to furiously masturbate, you'll get some good laughs.
Sometimes he's fucking funny.
Yes, this was funny to me.
This was really funny
to me.
They're
all like legit touching their asses to like Schwartz's face. They're literally so gay. It's crazy.
They're super gay.
So gay.
I mean, Jax is the gayest of them all, and what's cool about him is he admits it.
I know. They legit want to have sex with one another.
They love each other. If there's anyone in the world who they love, it's each other.
Yes.
It's certainly not their girlfriends. Yeah.
And then they're getting ready. They're all straightening their hair and getting dressed. Obviously Sandoval is wearing a kind of crazy multicolored t-shirt over top a long sleeved white tight t-shirt and white skinny jeans.
They
naturally they look horrible.
They are being extremely homo when they are getting ready, blow drying each other's hair.
Yes
being like, who brought this? Did anybody bring a straightener?
No, watching Jack straighten his hair, he's like, so funny.
It's charming to me. I like it.
I know.
I like when they're being gay guys.
Yes.
I like it better than when they're being straight guys. Yes. That's for damn sure.
Me too. And then everyone leaves and Tom is like, I gotta stay back a moment. And he calls Ariana and tells her that he's sick and tired of not kissing her stupid face. Crap.
You know what I'm sick and tired of?
Your ass.
Not kissing your stupid face. They do.
They talk to each other just
crazy
in horrible ways.
Voices too.
Yeah.
When they say bye, they're like, bye.
Anyway, it's my hell.
Hi, baby.
And then Ariana on the talking head is like, I was upset with Tom, but luckily I have all these awesome friends to keep me company.
Remember where you are, honey? You're at work.
Yes.
So yes. Those aren't your friends. No. Those are your coworkers.
Unfortunately, they're both. Yeah. And that is like not good, but it is true.
Sure. Ariana's behind the bar and James comes up to her. She's like, hello, lone straggler. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, you are the only boy not in Vegas, by the way.
ETFNW.
All the other boys are in Vegas on a trip and you are not there.
Yes.
And he's like, the only reason I wasn't invited is because of Jax.
Right. Not true. They don't like.
You're bad to be around.
That much.
You're pretty bad to be around.
And you go fucking crazy.
Dude, you went
to Vegas? It's like you guys are all getting arrested at the hands of James Kennedy.
I know. And he's so not fun to hang out with because he starts to scream.
Yes.
Ew.
We've talked about it before. He gets all red and starts yelling when he drinks.
I know. And he won't let anybody else talk.
Yes.
But they're kind of chatting, whatever. Lisa comes up and
when James is talking to Ariana, she looks genuinely scared and confused, by the way.
Yeah, because it's like they're the only two at the restaurant right now other than the other girls. Yes. He has no one to talk to. Yes. Other than Lala, but I'm sure he does not talk to her that often.
No,
I don't think he really talks to I don't think anybody talks to him.
No,
it's just not fun to be around.
No, he's awful to be around.
He's so bad. Lisa walks up and she's like, are you fucking chewing gum? And he's like, no. She's like, spit it out right now. Ariana, once he spits it out, is like, that's funny, he just started chewing that of piece course. Of gum. But he walks away and Lisa is like, Ari, tell me about your birthday or whatever. And then she starts to talk to Lisa about her dad and how he died suddenly 2 years ago.
Ugh, it's so sad.
And how she didn't tell Tom because she just didn't want to be that person. It's like, that's your long-term partner.
That person who like goes to their legit life partner for support about a huge, horrible thing that happened to you that they know about.
Like what? And then she tells Lisa that she's just scared. Like it's scary to feel that somebody is that important to her or that she cares about someone that much. And Lisa's like, no, that's actually really beautiful and wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you absolutely should have told him sooner. And she's like, I know, because he's never been anything but amazing to me. So I don't even know why I was worried. Okay. If that's how you feel, okay.
If that's how you feel, we'll move on. There's just no point getting into it.
What else can I say?
Nothing. So then we're at Sheena's. It's a girls' night plus Jesse, who I think is gay.
He is gay. Which Jesse? Not the one with the baby. It's the gay guy.
No, Jeremy is the one with the baby. Right. Jesse's the gay guy.
Yeah.
And Sheena is like, she puts out like a fucking gnarly spread of like crudité and like fucking nasty ass wraps and like fucking horrible fruit salad. And she's like, if any of these start running low, you guys need to let me because I told Shay that I'd get him leftovers. And it's like, oh God, that for dinner?
Leftovers of your Kroger charcuterie?
Please, no. Not for dinner. For a midday snack.
It's like deli. It's deli meat.
I can taste those wraps. I know they're so bad.
I know. It's a fucking spinach wrap.
Yes. And then they start playing a question game, and Katie asks Sheena if she prefers giving or receiving oral sex. And Sheena says, receiving, duh. Made me laugh. Texted you about that.
You know, made me laugh too.
And then in the talking end, she's like, come on. And I'm like, yeah, girl, come on.
Yeah, of course.
Being real as hell.
Duh.
And then Ariana says that honestly, she sometimes prefers to give oral sex.
So that is sort of a statement about Tom.
Huh? Because sometimes she like feels like she has to think it feels really good when Tom goes down on her.
It's yeah.
Like, so okay.
She's like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be like doing with my hands or anything. It's like, well, you should just be like coming is the thing.
It's actually not about your hands. Yeah. It's about coming.
It's about
from
coming.
From your boyfriend.
It's about coming from your boyfriend.
That. Oh my God. I would hate to have sex with any of those people.
Me too. I think I would hate to have sex with Schwartz the most.
Me too.
I've really turned a corner on him.
He is a pillow princess, I bet.
Yeah, I know. It would be boring and it would be bad.
Yes. Oh, but Jax, it would be so scary. I think he's off of my list for can't do it. Unfortunately, I would most like to have sex with Tom Sandoval if I had a gun to my head.
No, I know.
Who do you pick? Peter? Because I'm not picking Peter.
No,
James?
No, I don't want to have sex with Peter.
His back?
Biting on his arm while you're fucking him from behind.
Okay. No, not James. No,
trapping
but
James and
it has to be Sandoval because literally Jax turns into a
monster.
Beast. You'd think that you were going to literally die when he's fucking you. Schwartz, legit pillow princess, like wee laying there.
Wee.
You on top, Bubba.
Bubba, do you want to go on top?
Peter, like, no sex.
I don't want to have
James,
sex with
Peter. Disgusting. James. Then we're left with Sandoval.
Or Shay. You could have sex with Shay.
No, he's asleep. Shay doesn't have sex. He has pills.
He goes down on Sheena.
That's true.
He eating Sheena out. Ayo.
Really hard for me to think about that.
It's like nastiest thing I've ever said.
I know. Then Katie's like, well, what about 69ing, y'all? Let's wake that up.
She is literally like virgin core. What about both at once? It's like, you've never fucked.
Doesn't it feel so good? Crap.
When Schwartz is definitely on top 69. I love this. He's light as a damn feather. It's fine.
Throwing him off you. Yeah. So funny.
Get, boy.
Get.
Get off.
Ew, he's like a dog. I
know. He is like a dog, and he's also like a little doll.
Yes.
Like a tiny inanimate doll.
Yes. Oh, crap.
Just laying there.
He's a Harajuku doll.
He's a 5-year-old Harajuku
doll.
He's
Katie's 5-year-old Harajuku doll. In the talking head, Sheena's like, it honestly doesn't even matter what the fuck Katie says because she and Schwartz only fuck on vacation. They haven't been on vacation in like months, so they're not having sex.
They aren't, yeah.
And then, what?
That is just a thing that sucks for everybody to know and joke about.
I know,
about.
But she also jokes about it and talks about it.
They all do.
Yeah.
They all joke about how those two never have sex.
Yes.
Why do you want to get married? Sorry.
I don't know. Y'all don't ever get married or even start dating someone if you guys aren't having sex. Sorry, I'll say it. Unless you're asexual.
Unless
respect.
You don't want to be having sex, like that's fine, but
that's not what's going on.
That's not the vibe of the conversation that these people are having.
No. And then they talk about their conversation with Lisa and Sheena, like about Lala and stuff, and Sheena decides to invite Lala last minute. She calls Lala while filling up one of those like giant novelty glasses of wine that literally like fits a whole bottle of wine inside of it,
and she pours it and then is drinking out of it. It's her cup.
It is. She definitely uses that thing.
That's so damn crazy.
It's disgusting.
Just keep refilling
a
regular glass.
Then it's like the wine is also getting warm as you're drinking it, because I know you're drinking white wine.
I know,
it's like a stew. And
oh damn it.
Their fucking lives. I actually would like pass away if I had to live a month of their lives.
Dude, me too.
And
well, I just wouldn't be. I can't rally like that.
No.
And I go out like I party.
I know, but I don't be bouncing back like that. And they are literally like 5 years older than us.
I know.
Can't
they are all turning 30. Yes. And they're doing stuff that I used to do in high school, like making out with your friend and sending it to your boyfriend.
Yes. Okay. So when Lala picks up, also she says hi, little baby. And yeah, she'll come over.
Yeah, she'll come over. She lives walking distance.
Yes.
She lives in Stassi's old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're back in Vegas. Peter is talking to a girl at the club and telling her that he is a Chippendales dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but you have your shirt on. And he's like, well, under this shirt, I'm a Chippendales dancer, basically.
Wait, that's like also they've done that before. Because remember that time when they went to Chippendales and that woman was like, Peter, you are a Chippendales dancer.
Yes, he was sitting next to like an old woman who was like, you should be on stage.
He's
familiar with this role.
Sexless to me.
Me too. And then in his talking head, he goes, we're at a point, talking about his relationship, we're at a point where if I don't cheat, it's meaningful because I could.
What the hell are you fucking talking about?
What are you saying, brother? Come on. First of all, you can cheat at any point in a relationship.
And it's actually always meaningful. Use of the word meaningful like it's a positive if you cheat.
It always means something if you cheat on your partner.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Also, Peter, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking nasty bitch.
And you don't have enough fucking balls to cheat. You're not like the rest of them.
I know. I think he does cheat, though.
I know.
They all cheat.
But it's like, that's why you're not a main cast member, brother.
I know, literally. Because
you're talking to a lady at the clubs, telling her you're a Chippendales dancer, and you don't even fucking follow through. Yeah. You're not even laying pipe after that.
You're not even laying pipe, my man.
Schwartz says that Vegas is awesome, but there's a little part of him that wouldn't mind if the girls were there.
Yes. Also, he is literally by himself dancing in a corner.
Yeah. Well, he loves hanging out with the girls.
He does. He
does. So I bet he does miss them.
Yes.
And then we're back at whatever. We're doing like a back and forth.
Yeah, it's girls' night again.
We're back at the girls' night. Lala comes over. She goes, what up? What up, though? What up, though? When she walks in. Oh, shoot.
Hi, little love. What up? What up? What up, though? Oh, God.
Hey, Shug, what up, though? Enough out of you.
It's enough. You're pushing it. And you're pushing me to me limit.
You are pushing me to me limit, girl. Come on. She immediately does a shot because she has to catch up, even though when on the phone, she was like, I'm getting ready for bed.
Yes.
Imagine in your pajamas, face washed, you walk over to your friend's house and you have to do a shot right away.
Immediately, I know. Ooh, it's yuck. Like, oh, God.
Oh, damn it.
But she loves it. She's an alcoholic. No worries.
Yep. She's ecstatic about it.
Yes.
Katie and Ariana are talking about making out and boners, being like, they're having some little story where it's like, you know, when you're making out with a guy and he has like a chubby.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, I know.
What the hell?
You can sort of feel it through his pants. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Girl's been there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I know about that.
Sometimes happens. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Sheena is like, you know what'd be crazy if you guys kissed? And I'll send it to the boys. So they kiss.
Being the fucking secret bisexual.
I know.
You all know what could be really fun?
I know. I forgot about queer Sheena. Queena.
Queerna. Queerna. Literally being like, I have an idea. She's like, huge boner, obviously.
You're all like wasted. She's like, kiss. Try kissing.
drinking that huge glass of wine.
Holding it. You know, it'd be crazy if you guys made out with tongue. But they do kiss, and she's taking pictures, being like, that's hot, that's so hot.
They're taking photos on their like busted ass phone. I was like, oh dear God, stop recording each other. There's a whole camera crew right here. You don't need to do it. And then when Shay is recording, I was like, where did he come from?
The bedroom.
Literally, she being like, Shay, come out here.
Yeah. Shay, we need to record something.
It's like, and you know, they actually do fuck her and Shay.
Oh, for sure. They fuck all the time.
So you know they're like talking about that later when they're having sex.
Yeah, they're going to fuck later.
Sorry.
Duh, after he has his wrap, his leftover wrap.
Like, got to fuel up on my spinach wrap.
I'm going to have my...
And my baby tomato kebab, and then I'll be ready to fuck.
One shot, baby tomato kebab, spinach wrap, and I'll go down on you for 2 hours. Come on, Sheena.
Come on.
Let's go.
Lay down, girl.
Y'all can stay out here.
Y'all don't even have to go home.
Now they're like all making out crazy style. Yes. Shay's recording. Faith gets on top of Lala on the ground. I think Faith is also bisexual.
I mean, they all have to be bisexual. They're literally all hooking up.
I know. They are.
All the girls are standing in a circle hooking up with each other.
Yeah, literally.
Like, ugh,
they're like taking turns while the other ones laugh and take pictures.
Love it, but having fun, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, of course. And they send it to the boys. They send it to their boyfriends. Not cheating because it's gay.
Literally. Ariana's like, our boys in Vegas know damn well they're not going to be kissing any girls, but nobody said we couldn't. It's just one of those stupid double standards that I'm actually willing to exploit.
Ari.
Whatever.
Okay, Ari.
Yeah.
I have to separate that version of her from the Love Island host version
of her. I know.
Because I love the Love Island version
of her. No, I love her, but I hate her. I love parts of her and I hate parts of her. Okay, then we're back at the bar that they're at. Is called Ghost Bar, BTW. Mm-hmm. The boys receive the video of Lala and Sheena making out and they're like drooling over it.
Yeah.
And also it's like, okay, so now you've made them horny. They're obviously going to cheat on you.
Yes, Jax goes, I can't have sex, but I want it now. Okay.
Ew.
Okay, that's like a video of your friends. Also, by the way.
Yes, by the way. So. Oh my God. Okay. And Jax also is like, I always suspected that when girls have slumber parties, they make out with each other. And he's oh, he also when he's watching when they're playing the video, he's like, is that Lala? Is that Lala?
He's like, why is she even there? Who invited her?
Down. Stand down.
Brother.
You need to relax.
Take a seat.
You need honey. To relax. You're being crazy.
You're being crazy right now. Those videos worked like a fucking charm. I know.
Obviously, they're so stupid.
You're seeing a video, a poor quality video of two girls kissing.
I know.
And you are out of your mind.
I just like can't with their sexualities. Like the way that it's like sex is so interesting for straight people. Like yeah. It's like, you always want it. You're never having enough of it. If you're having enough of it, you are being deceitful.
Yes. Like, I know.
You can have sex and have it be like not deceitful.
It's so crazy. Katie and Tom, you live together.
I know.
And they're always being like, we never have sex. Just do it.
I know. It's crazy.
Just do it if you want to do it.
It's really crazy. Then the boys send a video of them kissing really quick, Tom and Tom back.
Like, kissing really quick.
So bad. It's literally, it is funny. The girls being literally hot and then they're like kissing in the club. People can see them doing it. Taking flash videos of themselves on their iPhone anyway. So fucking embarrassing.
They make me laugh.
It's so funny.
They make me laugh.
Oh my God. And then Jack is like, okay, we made it. We didn't cheat. Now all we have to do is make it back to the hotel room.
Oh, whoa.
Brother.
Come on. So they do. They don't go to bed, but they make it back to the hotel room. They've gotten takeout food, like fast food.
Yes.
They are thanking Peter for doing this.
It's 3 a.m. It's 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m. They are like, thank you, Peter. This was literally really amazing. This was literally a dream come true.
I feel like he's like a god among men.
Yep. And Peter's like, I want to stay another night, but well, they all have to work tomorrow.
I know. They're like, Sandoval, what time do you have to be at Sir tomorrow? It's 3 a.m. and they're in Vegas. They are. And I was like, no way.
That is so fucking crazy. They literally went for one night. Why would you do that?
I don't know. You have to take work off the next day.
It's a long drive.
It's like 4 hours.
It's a 4 hour drive.
Yeah.
And you're going to be hungover as shit tomorrow. Yes. And so tired.
Yes. It's so crazy.
They're going to be especially tired and hungover because anyways, Jax is like, I'm so proud of myself. And they're all like, we're proud of you, Jax, for keeping your penis in your pants. Okay. He actually didn't.
Your peener. And he was shaking it all over the fucking room, rubbing it in your faces.
He was dick up against the window saying, you're welcome, America.
Jacking off against the wall furiously. So he didn't do that
so
at all.
Funny. It is so funny. And in his talking head, Jax is like, can we please have a moment of silence for my streak coming to an end?
Of always fucking when he goes to Vegas.
Your cheating streak.
Yes.
Your cheating streak. And they
moment of silence for my cheating streak.
Yep. And they do it. There's a moment of silence. Oh my God. And then the girls FaceTime Schwartz and he answers and he goes, mamas. Mamas.
Me.
Mamas. Katie is like, there was never a minute that I didn't trust Tom to go to Vegas, by the way.
That's not fucking true.
That's not true, bitch. God, let's rewind the tapes.
Yeah.
To
18
yesterday,
hours ago? Less than a day ago?
When you were crying, begging him not to go. So.
Come on.
Oh my God. And they're all loving their boyfriends. They are so happy.
I mean, that's the other thing too, that it's like, you can go to Vegas if you just do it like this. Like if you literally go there and like FaceTime them.
Well, because every
just
time they go.
Just don't go there and turn your phone off for 72 hours and then literally. Come back with like, and by the time you come back, a woman is tweeting being like, I fucked them all.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Well, remember when Tom went to Vegas and there was the Miami girl thing, or Miami, I guess. Sheena was like, Ariana, weren't you on the phone with him all night? And she was like, well, FaceTime didn't work in his room.
That's not how FaceTime works. FaceTime can work in any room.
FaceTime is over Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Girl.
Wi-Fi, my love.
So
they have that in the room. For sure.
More than cell bars, they definitely have Wi-Fi.
Sure. Yeah.
So
100%.
But yeah, it's like when they FaceTime, the girls are like, this is like fucking amazing. They are through the roof happy because their boys are all together and
it's
they're
so
all
simple,
in the hotel
like,
room.
Legit, the bar is in hell. It's so
no,
easy.
No, I know. All you have to do is take one flash pic of you kissing your boys in the club yes. and then FaceTime your girlfriend
yes,
when you get home.
Literally.
And they're like, they couldn't be happier. They want to get married to you bad.
I know. Yeah. So then basically Sandoval is kind of like, guys, And he's like kind of joking, but obviously not. He's like, let's keep gambling. And what if we ruined everything and like cheated on our girlfriends?
Literally.
What the hell? It's 3 a.m. He has to work a shift in Los Angeles tomorrow. He's in Vegas, Nevada.
I can't believe that he is the one rallying the troops.
I know. And so
also,
then they.
You left your girlfriend at home, who is in a compromised and vulnerable mental state because of the death of her father.
Yes.
And you're going to be the one being like, what if we just fucking ruined everything and hooked up with a bunch of girls? Shut your damn trap.
Obviously, that's crazy, but they agree. And then they all leave the hotel room.
They leave the hotel room.
And that's where we leave our guys.
I was aghast.
I know.
That they got up and left the hotel room.
I know.
They had settled in for the night with their takeout.
I know. But they're like legit tweaking. Like they're like cracked out of their mind.
Well,
They can't go to sleep.
No. Sandoval is like...
Also, Sandoval is like seemingly the most sober.
I know. But he's like, there's always a point in Vegas when you're up. Mm-hmm. You're so up. You're so up, you can't go to sleep.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
Cocaine.
Yeah. And
there's always a point in doing cocaine when you're so up that you can't go to sleep.
Exactly that. Exactly. That's true. It's like the whole point of it.
Yes.
But he's like, and you know, you just have to like turn and like take your money and go. We are not at that point. Yes, you
3 a.m.
It's
bitch.
3 a.m. There's no night left. No. It's the morning.
It's
now
the morning.
Like, come on.
But they're not done. They go, they roll out.
I can't believe they roll out.
Yeah.
I really wanted to watch the next episode.
I know
to see what happens.
I know. So that's the episode.
Yes, that is the whole thing. That's the damn episode. A really good one.
Yeah. Do you have a hero and a villain? My villain is Sandoval.
My villain is Sandoval, too. Of course. He's fucking awful.
Yeah.
My hero is perhaps...
I guess Ariana for being strong.
Ari, yeah.
No one was being that heroic.
Sheena made me laugh with the kissing
thing.
Sheena
was funny,
for
yeah.
sure. For sure.
Sheena. Heroic bisexual moment.
I know. And it's like her boyfriend stayed home.
She won.
She fucking won.
She won.
She won that one.
She won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for tuning in, you
to
guys.
Another iconic episode of
Legitness.
This amazing podcast that we host for y'all.
Your guys' pod.
For you. It's a pod for the people.
Pod Save America. We're thinking of changing
the
name too.
We're taking it under consideration. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we're shopping a name. We're thinking Pod Save America.
Okay, bye.